If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Deuce and Mo. They tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo. The podcast that you know.
So we had a lot of fun in Las Vegas at NBA Summer League, but one of the more fun experiences we had was we got the chance to sit down with Kings rookie Colby Jones at the Kings Hotel.
A two-on-one, all right? That's what they're calling it. Not a one-on-one. It's a two-on-one because Deuce and I were obviously there talking to Colby, and what a gem. I'm excited.
Can we just a little behind the scenes for a minute,
what?
Though? We set up the equipment, okay? Just know, like, this is a two-person operation, so...
But
we're
usually really quick too.
Yeah, that's the point I was going to get at. We are really quick.
Yeah,
we're awesome. It's kind of like a NASCAR pit crew. It's like
zing, 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 zing.
So we get all set up. Colby's sitting there ready to go. And I'm looking and I go, Morgan, I don't see the record button on this program we use.
He says it like that too.
Yeah. And I'm like smiling because I don't want you start holding these people up. You don't know what's going to happen. And it got nerve-wracking. It took a good, 2 minutes of me searching. Apparently, with this program, you needed internet connection, even just to record it. Luckily, we got the Wi-Fi in time. But crisis averted.
Hey.
I didn't bring a power strip on this trip, so I had to call the hotel. And I'm like, hey, I went to the business center. Can I borrow a power strip? And they're like, what? I'm like, just trust me. It's for something we're doing. And they let me sign off on a power strip
and
that I had to return.
And if you didn't bring it back, you were going to have to pay $1,000.
Who knows?
Sure. Who knows? But either way, yeah, through some of the technical difficulties and the little obstacles we had to jump over, we made it. We did it. It's a fun little conversation.
And before we get to that conversation, make sure you stop what you're doing right now. If you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and go, I want to go give them a 5-star review right now. And here's our conversation with Kings rookie Colby Jones.
Hanging out in Las Vegas with the Kings' second round pick, Colby Jones. Colby, you know what's crazy? You're born May 28th, 2002. That was probably one of the best days in Kings history. Mike Bibby hit the game winner in game 5 at the Western Conference Finals against the Lakers. You were born that day, and then here you are as a member of the Sacramento Kings. That's weird.
Well, okay, you say that's weird, but honestly, that's how crazy Kings fans are. They're the ones that dug this up, brought it up, and just thought it was meant to be. So we're excited to have you.
Crazy how the world works.
Yeah. What's been the last couple of weeks been like for you?
It's just been really fast. Just kind of got in, started training camp, and then went out looking for apartments and stuff like that, trying to get settled in. But we came out here to Vegas, so it's been really fun.
It's like a whirlwind. Like, you get drafted on a plane, press conferences, working out summer league, and then it's like, you're here. You're in the league.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's been crazy, but it's been really fun. It's been really fun getting to know my teammates and the coaching staff, just getting more comfortable with them. So it's been good overall.
And obviously, I mean, you've experienced fans screaming at you and cheering you on. What's been the biggest difference, like, coming in and seeing this summer league group? I mean, summer league, by the way, each year that we've come is not usually this big from day one.
And what, the California Classic. Yeah. There's like 14,000 people.
What's that been like for you?
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, just getting off the plane and going to the airport and having people there, that was, I feel like that was the first sign of what's to come. So it's been really great just, yeah, having the fan base. I feel like they're really excited for the upcoming season. And, yeah, I've definitely been feeling the love.
As a player, how much do you thrive off fans? Like, I mean, you play in a college atmosphere, and I'm sure the fans are into it, but, like, just get the juices going a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's nothing like a playing in front of a sold out home crowd. I mean, it just gives you like a couple attributes, as 2K players say. So, yeah, but it's really fun. Yeah, you definitely feed off the energy that they give off.
Wait, are you a 2K guy?
I'm more of a FIFA guy, but I play 2K here and there.
Okay.
So, California Classic, you got to play with Keegan a little bit, and we saw those two games with him. I mean, for us, we get to see this leap for Keegan Murray in year two. What was that like, seeing the way that he played with all of you guys and that?
Yeah, it was crazy. Just the first time we had practice, and he was torching us in practice. So it wasn't really a surprise from the couple of days that we had practices and what he was going to do in the game. But I mean, he's a great basketball player, great shooter, great shot maker. So it was really fun watching him, though.
Let's go back a little bit. I'm curious what your first NBA memory was, like, growing up. Do you remember, like, what attracted you to the game of basketball? Was there a player, a moment, a game you watched? I was like, this is why I love the NBA.
Yeah, I was a huge Kobe fan growing up. So I watched the Lakers a ton. But my first memory was a Heat versus Hawks game at Atlanta. And I was at the very top. And that was like my first, I was probably like 4 or 5. That was my first game ever. So I kind of just fell in love with it since then.
What about who shaped your love for the game? Like, was it someone in your family, or was it a player like Kobe?
It was definitely my dad. He always used to take me and my brothers to the park on the weekends or at the rec center and just work out, and then we'd play pickup after that. So we kind of did that routinely on the weekends, so I really fell in love with it from that.
It seems like everyone in your generation, it's like Kobe is their guy. Like, what was it about Kobe for you that you really respected?
Well, at the time, like, he was just a great scorer. Yeah. That's why I loved watching him, because I felt like he would always score every time I looked. But, like, looking back on it now, like, just his work ethic and his determination, it's just the mindset that he had. He was just always wanting to go out there and compete, and I feel like I tried to take that from him.
So I know you guys are all professional, and, like, everyone comes in here and is, like, ready to compete, but is there going to be anyone in the NBA that you step on the floor and you're not intimidated by, just starstruck by?
Yeah, I would say just, like, all the greats that I've seen, like, growing up, like Curry, KD, all those guys. I would say that, like, just, like, being, like, I feel like that would be a really surreal moment, just being, like, I'm actually here playing against these guys. So I feel like that would be a great moment for me.
At what point did you think, hey, I can make it to the league? Was there a moment for you that your confidence was at another level, or did you always believe you're getting to the league? Like, was there a moment for you where you're like, I'm getting to the league?
Yeah, I mean, like, when you're a kid, you have the dream of going to the NBA.
But I,
like,
did
you
too.
Always hear, you always hear, like, it's so far-fetched. So, like, I always had that in the back of my mind, but, like, I was always trying to, like, keep it real with myself just in case things didn't work out. And, yeah, I would say when I got to college around, like, my sophomore year, I feel like it was a real legit possibility. And then ever since then, I was just trying to work towards so I can make it happen.
Was it someone that – did someone tell you, like, you got the – you know, there's a lot of people in our lives that celebrate us and empower us, and especially when it comes to parents and everything too, you know, they'll say, no, you're so great. But was there anyone that told you, no, you're going to do this, and it was like you believe them, a college coach, anyone like that?
Yeah, my AAU coach – I was with him since my freshman year of high school, and he always told me I was going to the NBA, and I really never saw it myself. But he always supported me and always backed me up, so that gave me a lot of confidence just growing up.
We've got more of the podcast coming up in just a second, but want to give a shout out to Joey Reagan over at Lion Real Estate. Morgan, if you're looking for a house in the Sacramento area, or you're maybe thinking about selling, why should they call Joey Reagan?
Joey is so good at knowing everything about this area. He has actually made this process easy for some of our listeners as well. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home, just hit up Joey. It's the easiest thing you can do.
Yeah, his website is jreagan.golion.com. That's jreagan.golion.com. You could also call or text him at 916-412-4592. That's license number 02128070. Also presented by ESAC Fitness. Look, man, Vegas did a number on us. Let's just say that. But back in the gym and ready to shed, because by the time September comes, I'm about to be...
I love that you're saying this because you want this like spot right here to hold you accountable for everything that has been happening in this offseason.
It's back at ESAC Fitness today. You should check it out too because they've got classes, spin classes, they got yoga, functional fitness, open gym. They've got everything you could possibly want in the gym. So go to esacfitness.com today or give them a call, 916-599-3181. Appreciate everyone's support of the Deuce and Mo podcast.
Take us through draft night. I can only imagine there's so many emotions, right? Like, one, you feel like you're going to a league, but you don't know where you're getting picked. Yeah. You're around family. You're just uncertain where you're going. Is it stressful? Is it exciting? Like, what were the emotions on draft night?
Yeah, kind of like you said, just all the emotions just in one. I mean, I was super excited, really nervous, because you really don't know where you're going to end up at. But it was great. I'm glad I was able to have it at home so all my family, my friends could be there and like kind of share that moment with me. But yeah, it was a long night because we got there an hour before the draft started, and then first round took a good while, and then first couple picks of the second round, it was just like I was really just nerve-wracking things. I really didn't know what was going to happen.
So yeah. Then, yeah, when you heard Sacramento, what was that feeling like? I mean, because right then and there, you know, wow, this is the city I'm about to not just play basketball in. I'm about to live in this city as well.
Yeah, it was really cool because Sacramento was one of the spots that I had a good workout with, had a great vibe with the front office and the coaches, and just somewhere that I would see myself living at. So it all ended up working out great. It was a great blessing. But, I mean, I was really excited when I heard that.
Yeah. What about your family? You know, like, having that moment with them when you know, all right, I'm going to Sacramento. What was that like for you?
It was crazy. It was a great moment just being able to share with my family, my mom, my dad, everyone that made sacrifices to put me in a better position. Yeah. So I feel like it was much as about them as it was me. So it was a really great moment for them.
You've obviously, you know, heard the term light the beam, and you got to see it just go off all last year. How excited were you that you're like, all right, I get to be a part of this beam team, this new fun culture that is being built in Sacramento?
Yeah, I was really excited. Like you said, definitely during the playoffs and towards the season last year, you're just seeing all this excitement. Young team, like the beam, coach running down the sideline. Yes. So it was great. And I knew what I was coming into, so it was really cool.
So a lot of people say you're a connector on offense. What makes you such a good connector?
I've kind of been doing that my whole playing career. Just really trying to play team ball and really just try to get the best shot each possession. And I feel like just trying to do those things, it leads me to doing that. So
your feel for the game, though, like your IQ, your motor, you wish every player in the NBA had that. And you're coming in as what they call like a little bit of older rookie, if you want to call it that, 21 years old. But like you just have this maturity and feel about your game. Where do you get that from?
Yeah, I would say that came from like my dad working me out, just teaching me the game at a very young age, and then having great coaches all the way up until this point. And it's kind of just a mixture of all those.
So you played three seasons of college ball. How much do you think playing those three seasons not only like shaped you as a player, but as a person too?
Yeah, I feel like it helped me out a lot, both on the court and off the court. I feel like off the court, just growing up, just getting more mature, going through more experiences and really just learning from those. And then on the court, I would say it's the same thing. Each year you're playing better and better competition. You're getting bigger and stronger and faster. And then as the better you get, the more you're being scouted against. So you kind of getting the best defense every night. So I feel like all those helped out.
So the Ringer wrote about you and they said he doesn't back down no matter how often he gets hit in the face. It's funny because we also have someone here in Sacramento that gets knocked in the face 24/7. That's Domas Sabonis. I mean, and he just keeps playing through it. So you guys are obviously going to connect on that, but how often does that really happen to you?
No, it's crazy how much it happens. Like, I know last year they started a counter at the beginning of the season.
Stop.
Many times, and it was, I forgot what number it was, but it was definitely up there. But it's like, it's comical at this point. I mean, how often it happens.
So sorry.
They all say you got that dog in you, too.
Yes.
Like, where's that come from?
I really just wanted to win. Yeah. I feel like when it comes down to it, you're just trying to do whatever to win. And I mean, I love winning, hate losing. So
yeah, do you thrive off playing physical too? Like, is that what you, when you go out there, like, oh, I just, you know, some guys don't like being physical, right? But is that something you thrive off of?
Yeah, I try to embrace it because I mean, it's part of the game, especially at this level. You're gonna have to be physical. So I mean, as I get more and more comfortable, just with my body and size at this level, just trying to get more and more comfortable with that.
Dude, I'm just happy, like. I was thinking about it with Keegan last year, just, you know, obviously he was a lottery pick. And it's so rare to have, like, a lottery pick come in and, like, play and start on a playoff team. And here you are as a rookie coming in, and you're playing on a team that made the playoffs. It's not like a rebuilding situation.
Yes.
But you also have the skill set that can really help this team. Like, I'm really excited for you.
I think
it's really cool.
We're not only really excited. I think when you look at just the fans in Sacramento and – when they heard your name, and we have some really smart fans in this city. Like, you know, you get the casuals in the NBA, but then in Sacramento, there's nothing like it. And there's a lot of people that know basketball. And when they saw that you were coming and what you were capable of doing on the floor, there's so many people excited because they knew that you were, like, the perfect fit. Like, you are the type of person that is perfect for this culture. For you, being with Mike Brown this next season, knowing that he coaches more like a college coach, does that make you feel a little bit more comfortable or even a little bit more intimidated knowing that you're going to have to obviously show up every single day?
I mean, definitely excited. I feel like that's why last year they had such a good year, just with a coach like that, trying to get better each and every day and competing. So I'm definitely excited, and I feel like that's what's going to take this team just to the next level.
Anything surprise you about Summer League at this point?
I didn't know you got 10 fouls, so some people are playing with like 9 or 10 fouls, so it's crazy. But, yeah, it's been really cool. I feel like at the arena and stuff like that, there's a lot of fans coming out, so it's great energy over there.
Well, look, I know you have a lot going on. You got games to prepare for, a ton of stuff. We appreciate you taking some time
hanging out with us.
Yes, sir, I appreciate y'all.
Yeah,
great time.
Congrats on making it to the league, and we're excited to see you playing, Zach.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Deuce and Mo, they tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo, the podcast that you know. Deuce and Mo.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.